Talking now to Knoxville boys wrestling coach Skylar Spohr on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA KVLS as the Panthers last week finished in the state tournament, one of the Panthers, but the season now over. Skylar, again, good to talk to you one final time this season. I guess let's just give a 20,000 overview of the view of season. I think you knew going in going to be a struggle at times because of a lot of young guys in a lot of your weight class.
Yeah, definitely. We knew we had some young kids. And then going into the season is going to be a little different than years past. But they definitely got better, even if wins and losses don't necessarily reflect that. They are definitely way better than they were at the beginning of the season. We also dealt with some injuries that put some holes in our lineup or had some kids that had never wrestled before, wrestled in varsity. So that never helps. Also had some kids kind of drop off. I think we started with 31. We ended with 19. 19 kids we ended with all got better from beginning of the year, and that's all that really matters going into next year.
Let's talk about ended just here last week. You had Reagan Roberts at the state meet. He got a taste of it. I'm sure he would have wanted to do better, but he got there, and now he's got something to learn from and a goal for next year as well to get back there and do better.
Yeah, that's what I always tell him. Like, if we can get there once before, or as many times as possible, really, but getting there once, getting a taste of it, kind of know what to be prepared for the next time. I always tell them try to get there as many times as possible. It makes it easier to get higher up on that podium. But yeah, definitely a good learning experience for him. I think he kind of found out some weaknesses that he has in his game if he wants to be at the top of the podium or in the finals on Saturday night. I know he's going to work hard to address those. Kind of went over a few of them now, kind of taking this week, maybe next week off a little bit, and we'll start getting into freestyle. I know a lot of our kids have kind of been chomping at the bit since districts to get back on the mat. Another thing, we took Hunter Lund up with us to state tournament, kind of gave him a taste of what it's like to be down on the mats. I think it kind of opened his eyes a little bit, and I think his district finish, you know, was disappointed, kind of made him realize that he's pretty dang good at wrestling. If he just wants to put some work into it, I think he could easily be there next year too.
I know district probably, with the exception of Reagan, probably a little bit disappointing. You had guys that were right there that had shots, but just for one reason or another, just didn't work out for him.
Yeah, I mean, Jessen Ferguson, he was right there, ended up fourth, but it was a mixed result. I know Center didn't get what he went into the day looking for. Feel for the kid, but he's handled it pretty well, and he's moved on to the next steps of his life. I think he's planning on joining the military, so he'll be successful in whatever he chooses.
Talking to Skylar Spohr, Knoxville boys wrestling coach on KNIA KVLS. Let's talk about some of the younger guys who, you noticed that really made some progress this year, and, you know, they may have not, you know, had the kind of district or the season that they wanted, wins and losses, but you saw some progress and maybe potential for a better outcome next year.
I mean, if Jessen puts in some work, I think he'd be really good next year. He's pretty solid this year as a freshman after missing the first half of the season. Same thing as Hunter. I think Hunter could be a leader on the team next year if he puts the effort into it. Gavin Alexander, wins and losses weren't there in the record. But from the beginning of the year to the end, he made tremendous strides. Probably one of the hardest working kids in the room. He was just a little he was in the wrong weight class. I think we kind of realized that going in, but we couldn't really go down anymore. So I think he'll make some big strides next year. And obviously, Jace Cading was wrestling pretty well for a freshman at 157, 165 pounds before going down with an injury. I think if he put some time in throughout the summer, even though he's in baseball, he has potential to be pretty solid next year. And then as Dawson just continues to get older and mature, I think his results will start improving a little bit compared to this year. I think next year a lot of those kids should have winning records if they put the work in that they've been saying they're going to.
Talking to Skylar Spohr, Knoxville wrestling coach on KNIA KVLS. Go on without talking to the seniors that you'll lose this year. A couple of them very contributing to the team, but they all were, you know, pretty good and pretty special to you throughout the season.
Yeah, they're definitely relied on them for how the younger kids need to act at meets, how to go about their business before matches. Some of the younger ones listen, some not necessarily. This is my first senior class I've coached for all 4 years. I mean, most of them didn't go out for wrestling their freshman year. I think Sinner's the only one that I coached all 4 years. So it's kind of be kind of weird without him next year, considering he's been here just as long as I have as the head coach. But just a great kid to have on the wrestling team. I mean, he came in, sacrificed a lot his freshman year to make the lineup, make us tougher, by cutting down to 126 after wrestling 145 AU State the year before. Then the very next year, going all the way up to 160 pounds to get into the lineup and fill a spot we were going to be weak at. Should have been a qualifier that year, too. But appendix ended up bursting. He had surgery a couple days before districts. Otherwise, he definitely would have qualified at the weight. But just a great example of what you want your kids to become in the program. So,
looking towards next year, what's the message, for everybody to, that's coming back, that's okay, you do probably have your other sports, go do those, but make some time to get in the open mats or to do some, tournaments on the off season.
I mean, I tell them multiple times a week, probably during the season, but it's a big one, the off season. Definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Definitely can't do what we've done the last couple off seasons for them. I mean, they were in middle school and expect a different result from what they had this year. They definitely have to come in, put the work in, get in the weight room, get heavy, kind of spread out the weight classes a little bit. We had quite a few of our freshmen between 120 and 138, 144. So try getting them spread out a little bit. And then just coming in with a purpose of what they want to get better on, what they want to be good at. So like I said, I know a lot of them are going to start going to some other clubs outside of our open mats. And we're going to have my dad and Luke come in and help run our open mats in the off season. If they listen to them, they should be a heck of a lot better. I think they kind of know what they're talking about. Just getting some different voices in instead of mine, Josh's, and Deaver's. Just give them an outside perspective of what they need to work on.
Well, if Luke Spohr is in the open mat, you better listen to him. He was pretty good, wasn't he?
That's why we're having him in there. And the fact is that, I mean, maybe they'll kind of realize, oh, my coaches do know what I'm talking about when Luke and my dad are saying the same stuff we say throughout the season, but it's just coming from somebody else. I know a lot of them kind of look up to him a little bit. He was kind of the first real success we've had since I've been a coach. Dan obviously followed it up the following year, which was last year. But I think he'll be a really big part in helping elevate our program for next year.
All right. Thanks a lot for the time this year. Look forward to next season on the mats.
Yep. Can't wait. Thank you.
That's Skyler Spohr, Knoxville Boys Wrestling Coach. We'll be back for more on KNIA KRLS.